Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, 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 giving all glory, all praises, and all honor to the mighty Elohim, whose name is Yahweh. Welcome to another broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am your host this night, Moresh Yah Yisrael, giving you Nothing But the Truth here at the House of Israel, Cincinnati. 1907 Main Street. It's a great honor to be able to tune in to our program. Know that the only reason you're listening is because you have great fear towards mighty Yah. And we're going to speak about the Most High, Yahweh, this night. And who is the Yah? Well, Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the only judge, the only king, and the only lawgiver, the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel and the world. Yahweh is the Elohim of the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's who we're going to speak about tonight. Yahweh, his mighty truth about his holy people, the 12 tribes of Israel. And we're going to discuss what Yahweh has said about who the 12 tribes of Israel are. We've been hearing the great teachings from Moreh Yeshayah about the 12 tribes of Israel, about our identity, about our condition, how we have came through the various captivities and represented the mighty Yah as the true children of the Most High. But today, we have our people in a situation that is described in the book of Isaiah, the 60th chapter. The first verse where it states, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. For behold, the earth, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But Yahweh shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." At the moment, the earth is in darkness, and the people, Yah's people, are in gross darkness, which has led many of us, many of our people, to not know who we are. You see, in the times of Moses and Aaron, the children of Israel all dwelt in the land of Goshen in Egypt. That's where we went to. If you look in the book of Exodus, matter of fact, Genesis, I'm sorry. If you go to the book of Genesis, we're going to go around the 46th chapter. And in Genesis, the 46th chapter, is when the children of Israel first went down into Egypt. It states in Genesis 46, verse 26, "All the souls that came with Yaakov into Egypt, which came out of his loins, beside Yaakov's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Yosef, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Yaakov, which came into Egypt, were 70. So 70 people went down into Egypt. And they weren't stolen off of the coast of Africa. They walked into Egypt. It's very important. In verse 28 it says, "And he sent Yehuda before him to Yosef to direct his face unto Goshen. And they came into the land of Goshen. And Yosef made ready his chariot and went up to meet Yisrael his father to Goshen and presented himself unto him. And he fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while." Now that's where they went, in the Goshen. And what kind of land was Goshen? It's in the book of Genesis, the 47th chapter. in verse 1. It says, then Yosef came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, what is your occupation? They said unto Pharaoh, thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers. They said, moreover, unto Pharaoh, for to sojourn in the land are we come. For thy servants have no pasture for their flocks, for the famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen. And Pharaoh spake unto Yosef, saying, thy father and thy brethren are come unto thee. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land make thy father and thy brethren to dwell. In the land of Goshen let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle. This is how Israel went into Egypt. We went into Egypt in our own little piece of land they were allowed to live on, the land of Goshen. How did the children of Israel come into Babylon, modern Babylon, the Americas, in this time? Well, let me show you. And then in Deuteronomy, 28th chapter. And you're going to read at the 65th verse. 68th verse. It states, and Yahweh shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships. As we read, Israel walked ancient Egypt. But today, modern Egypt, if you didn't know, America is modern Egypt, because Egypt was the house of bondage. That's why the Most High said, I am Yahweh your Elohim, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. That's what Egypt is. That's what it represents to Israel, the house of bondage. And he's going to bring us in here again with ships. You can't walk into this Egypt. You got to take ships to get to this Egypt. By the way whereof I spake unto thee, thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies, so you're not going to be placed in Goshen. Sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. How are you going to be sold and nobody buys you? Because that word buy means no man shall redeem you. Meaning nobody's going to come from your posterity, from your family, your cousins, your uncles, your aunties, your grandparents. No one is going to come and buy you out of this bondage. And we've been sold and scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. We've been removed far from the land of the Most High. Just look what Yahweh says in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. In Ezekiel, 20th chapter, we're going to start reading in the 25th verse, where it states, or 24th verse, I'm sorry, the 23rd verse. Are you trying to post it up there? And I got you changing those. The 23rd verse, Yah says, I lifted up my hand unto them, also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my spots, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes that were not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. You see, Israel wasn't in the land of Goshen time. That's not where we landed, but we have been scattered throughout the nations. Throughout all the nations. And now you have Israelites claiming that they know what tribe they belong to. They know what tribe they are in. A lot of Israelites believe that you can pick the tribe you're in based off various different situations. Some Israelites might believe you can know what tribe you're in because of your zodiac. Some Israelites believe that the original zodiac is based off of the Israelites. And so if you're born zodiac of whatever, that makes you the tribe of Reuben. Or if you're born under the other zodiac of this thing, you're the tribe of Yehuda. Or if you're born under the zodiac of the other, you're the tribe of Zebulun. This is a major belief amongst the children of Israel. They think that the stars tell them the tribe they belong to. You have other Israelites that think you just choose the tribe you belong to. Well, I'm going to belong to the tribe of Reuben. I'm going to belong to the tribe of Dan. I'm going to belong to the tribe of Issachar. I'm going to belong to the tribe of Asher. And that's nowhere in the book. Either tribes are not, you just don't assign yourself to a tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. It is a bloodline. This is how Yahweh dealt with his people. You go to the book of Numbers. We're going to go to the third chapter. And we're going to start at the fifth verse, where it states, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Bring the tribe of Levi near, and present them before Aaron the priest, that they minister unto him." Now, he didn't say anybody that would like to be and belong to the tribe of Levi, come near. No, that's not what he said. If you look in the book of Exodus, we're going to go to the 32nd chapter, and we're going to start reading in the 25th verse. It says, "And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on Yahweh's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him." Not all the volunteers of Levi gathered themselves together, all the sons of Levi. You see, how you know what tribe you are? Children of this tribe. Go to the book of Numbers, the 18th chapter. And we're going to go to Numbers chapter 17. In Numbers chapter 17, it states, starting at the first verse, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, not the house of their zodiac sign, not the house of their voluntary decision, not the house of their emotion, not the house of whatever, but the house of their fathers, of all their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers. Now, how in the world are you going to choose a tribe you would like to be in? But Yahweh called the tribes by the house of their fathers. Yahweh said, sons of Levi. Yahweh chose the children of Levi. He didn't choose the volunteers. He didn't choose the zodiac signs. He chose of the house of their fathers. So you can't go around choosing the tribe you want again. That's not the way the word of the Most High. We'll continue reading. In verse 4, it says, and thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmurings of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And see, they did this because, Yahweh did this because Israel was murmuring against Aaron and Moshe. Some of the people that weren't of the tribe of Levi stood up against Aaron and Moshe and said that you all are taking too much upon yourselves. You're putting yourselves over us. Some of the priesthood of the tribe of Levi stood up against them. And they ought to take it upon themselves to put themselves in Moses and Aaron's position. And they rebelled and attempted to overthrow the leadership of Yahweh's kingdom in the wilderness. And Yahweh said, no, we're not going to have this. I'm going to show you who I chose to be my minister, to be my servant, to be my messenger. I'm going to show you who I chose to be my priest. So you can't just pick who you want to be. There's two tribes that a lot of people want to be in, but you just can't pick it. And you would be signing your own death warrant if you did. And that is the tribe of Yehuda, where the kings come from. So you can't just say, I'm a Yehudanite, and I'm of the lineage of David, and I'm the king now. And you don't have no relation to Yehuda except that you are Israelite, and you might be a child of the children of Asher, or the children of Benjamin, or of the children of Gad. And you don't have, and you're not a Yehudanite. And you can't pick and say, I'm gonna be the king. And just start professing that the anointing oil of Yahweh's kingdom is upon me. This is something that you just can't do. And you would get in a lot of trouble for and ultimately killed. Same with the children of Levi. Not just anybody could decide to be a Levite and approach unto the holy articles of Most High. You can die for that. You can be exiled. You can be removed. You will be embarrassed if you do such thing. You know, nobody just say, I'm just going to be a Levite. And Yahweh said to Moses in verse 6 of this chapter, 17 of Numbers, and Moses spake unto the children of Israel and every one of their princes, and gave every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece for each prince, one according to their father's houses. You see, not their zodiac signs, but their father's houses. Each 12 rods. And the rod Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rods before Yah in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moshe went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aharon from the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. And Moshe brought out all the rods from before Yah unto the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And Yah said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony, for a token against the rebels, and thou shalt quite take away their murmurings from me, that they die not. And Moses did so, as Yahweh commanded him, so did he. See, Yahweh did this for your sakes. He established and made sure he set Aaron's rod, the house of Levi's rod, aside so that you won't die when you start trying to break for line, talk about your leader. Say, look, this is, remember who Yahweh made, who Yahweh's made his rod to bud, the house of Levi. Don't, you can't just assume that you are of a tribe that you're not. Because then, it's false identity. But we have many of our people scattered throughout the world. And how is it that we are able to even identify the 12 tribes of Israel? It is said that the lost tribes of Israel, that the tribes of Israel are lost. Well, are we lost? Or are we just scattered? I've never, well, let me think about that. I can't recall where the Most High said that we are the lost tribes of Israel. I have read where Yahweh said, we thought we were lost. And let me think, I think that's in Isaiah 49. And let me show you what the Most High says. In Isaiah 49, start reading at verse 7. It says, thus saith Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel and his Holy One, to whom, him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nations abhorreth, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of Yah, that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Yet because the children of Israel are scattered, and we're servants of kings. We're abhorred and we're despised. But they're going to see how the Most High chooses us and raise us up, and they will worship Yah. Thus saith Yah, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in the day of thy salvation have I helped thee. And I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, forth, and to them that are in darkness, show yourselves, that shall they shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. I will make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O ye heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Break forth in singing, O mountains, for Yahweh hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, Yahweh hath forsaken me, and my master hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget a suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget. Behold, I have graven thee upon palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth from thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee. As I live, saith Yah, thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, as with an ornament, and bind them on thee as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places, and the land of thy destruction shall now even be too narrow by reason of inhabitants. And they that swallowed thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have, after thou hast lost the other, shall say again in thine ears, the place is too straight for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thy heart, who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro, and who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? This is what I know, the only place that I can think of where you might see Israel referred to as lost. Zion believed that we were lost. We believe that we were lost because we don't know ourselves. So we have lost, but Yahweh never forgot where we were, who we were, and what we are. Yah said, I don't forget you. You're graven on my hand. A mother can forget, but I'm not going to forget. You might not know who you are, but Yahweh knows who you are. And Yahweh is beginning to show the world who Israel is. The 12 tribes are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. You have a great deal of Israel that have went into the continent of Africa. Let me show you what happened. Let me show you black history. This is the heathen's first day of February, is it not? And it is the month that they gave to the Negro. The shortest month of the year. Isn't that special? That they thought enough upon the black man and woman to give us the shortest month of the year. A month where they have a whole week set aside for white presidents. And a month where they celebrate a saint they named Valentine. Or a man named Valentine, they named a saint. Another European. But you get Black History Month. And let's not waste our Black History Month. Let me show you some black history. Go to the book of 2 Kings. Now, I know this is not the black history children learn in school today. Of course, they learned about Dr. Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, the boy they murdered from Mississippi was his name, Emmett Till, Rosa Parks. Some places even taught you about Michael Jordan today, Tiger Woods, and Mike Tyson. But we're going to learn about some black history that they're not teaching you in the schools. In the book of 2 Kings, the 17th chapter. This is a long chapter, and I don't want to lose you. So let's try to get right to the nitty-gritty. Let's start reading at verse 18. It says, therefore, Yahweh was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Yehuda only. What does that mean? Well, when the children of Israel were in their own land, of course, at a time after Solomon and David, the nation divided, had a civil war and divided. 10 tribes went to Jeroboam and the children of Ephraim, and two stayed with David, tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin. And so you had two kingdoms. You had the kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Yehuda. And Yahweh's letting you know that Israel, the kingdom of Israel, rebelled against Yah. And he was angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Yehuda only. Although Yehuda kept not the commandments of Yah, their Elohim, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And Yahweh rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. For he rent Israel from the house of David, and they made Jeroboam the son of Nebat king. And Jeroboam drave Israel from following Yah, and made them sin a great sin. For the children of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam, which he did. They departed not from them until Yah removed Israel out of his sight, as he had said by all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was carried away out of their own land to Assyria unto this day. And the king of Assyria brought men from Babylon and from Kuthah and from Ava and from Hamath and from Sepharvaim and placed them in the cities of Samaria instead of the children of Israel. And they possessed Samaria and dwelt in the cities thereof. Now this is some very interesting and good history. What it is letting you know here is that the northern kingdom of Israel went into slavery, into bondage, into captivity among the kingdom of Assyria, which was the most powerful kingdom at the time. And you can look in your white or European history books, westernized history books, and see that this actually happened. And what you'll find is that these Assyrians was a great nation, and they conquered many lands, and they scattered their servants and their slaves throughout their empire. Well, what do you think the exiles of Israel went? They went throughout northern Africa, went throughout what you know today as the Arabian Peninsula, and they went down into the African continent. Some of them just escaped and ran into the African continent. Some of them were traded. Then you will find that after the Assyrian slavery, you had years later the Islamic Empire, which you might know as the Ottoman Empire and other names, and the Moorish Empire. And they traded slaves, and there was Israelites that they traded all throughout Africa. And not only did people trade slaves, you just had Israelites migrating and leaving the kingdom of Israel. And they went through their known trade routes into what you know today as Africa. And they were replaced, as you read, by heathens in the city of Samaria. And if you read more in this chapter, you'll find that these foreigners were being eaten by lions and killed by beasts because they didn't serve Yah. So the Assyrians sent some Levites into Samaria and taught them how to serve Yah. And they made a hybrid religion, which you now know today as Judaism. Oh, yes, that's where it came from. Read that chapter and you'll see that. But Israel was scattered. 10 tribes were scattered throughout the African continent. And where are they today? Have you ever heard of the Lemba? The Lemba, their name Lemba, is Swahili for foreigner, non-African. Now, they black like you and me. Years ago, I met the mayor of the city in southern Africa that the Lemba dwelt in. And his name escapes me right now. Oh, my goodness. I just had it. Moeti. I think it was Samuel Moeti. And you might see a documentary about the Lemba. And it was Samuel Moeti, I believe his name was. Dark skin, black man. He had a bald head. And he passed some years ago, but he was the mayor of the city that was filled with Lemba. And they knew that they were Israel. They believed they were of the children of Levi. But they know they were Israelites. And their whole history and their whole, all their traditions all come from Torah. Betty from the Lemba came over to America in 2004, invited and heeded the call sent out by the late Moray, the late prophet, the late servant of Yah, Moray Elisha, my teacher. Because he called all the children of Israel to gather themselves together so we may go to Washington, D.C. and proclaim that Yahweh is one. And we are the children of Israel. And Samuel Moeti came, and he walked with us. And he was of the Lemba. And their name means, Lemba means foreigner, non-African. And why would they say that? And they live in Africa. Just like we know we're not American. Because we're Israel. And we know that this is exactly where many of our people went into the continent of Africa. The scriptures doesn't call it South Africa. The scriptures doesn't call this land Zimbabwe, as it is called today, Zimbabwe and different names of countries that are there. The scriptures calls this land Cush, Ophir, Havaya. This is what the scriptures call the lands that we went into. Then you have another people. Another people that also came to America and that have a community, a large community in the United States. And they came to our event also that we put on back in 2004 when we went to Washington to proclaim Yah's name and we are his people. And the other group known as the Igbo. Some pronounce their name Igbo. And when I spoke to the Igbo that were representing their community with us at D.C. in 2004, he told me himself that Igbo comes from Igbri. That's why they call themselves Igbo. Because it comes from Igbri. And if you don't know what Igbri means, it is the correct way, the Hebrew way to say Hebrew. Hebrew is a translation of Igbri. And if you don't know who the Igbo are a group of what you would call West Africans. Predominantly the country that you know of, Nigeria and Ghana. If you know a little bit about West African history, you might have heard of the Biafra. Because the Biafra Wars years ago, and they were attempting to exterminate the Igbo. Why do you think they wanted to get rid of them? They used to run that area. If you read a book called Babylon at Timbuktu, you'll see in the history. Even if you read a book called The Hebrewisms of West Africa, if you go and do your research, you will see the rich Hebrew culture that was throughout West Africa. But one of the most populous tribes was called Igbo. As a matter of fact, 40%, as they say, of the slaves that came to America are of Igbo descent. And the Igbo there told me out of his own mouth, back in 2005, he said, "We circumcise on the eighth day. We don't eat swine. We keep the laws of marriage. We keep the laws of the Sabbath. We keep," and these are traditions that they just do. And they know they Israel. And they're in Africa. Another group of folks called the Ashanti. And let me show you something about them. Pull up that scripture. Now this here, now Lemba is a Swahili word. Igbo is an Igbo word. They have their own dialect of language. But they told me, the Igbo told me personally, it means Ibri. But then you have the Ashanti. And if you go to the book, Joshua, the 15th chapter, the Ashanti are also a tribe in Africa, West Africa. A great number of them came over on the slave ships to America. But let me show you where Ashanti come from. The word Ashan is Hebrew. The word T is a Bantu language, Bantu dialect, which means people of. So Ashanti means people of. And in the book, or people of Ashan, in the book of Joshua, the 15th chapter, go to the 40th verse, and it reads, "And Kaban and Lahmam and Kithlish and Gideroth and Beth Dagon." Now, what are these? These are cities. These are cities, and who do these cities belong to? Let me show you. So you understand, because there's a lot of cities here, and I want to show you what it was about. Go back to, verse. It says, "This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Yehuda," or Judah, "according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Yehuda, toward the coast of Edom, southward were Kabzeel and Eder and Jaguar." So these are the cities of Yehuda, okay? Now we get back down to the 40th chapter verse, and it says, "And Kaban and Lahmam and Kithish and Gideroth and Beth Dagon and Naamah and Makah Kedah, 16 cities and their villages, Libna and Ether and Ashan." Yes, it is Ashan. One of the cities of Yehuda. Mm-hmm. Also, go to the book of Joshua 19, the 7th verse. You'll see that it says, let's see, Let's start the first verse. It says, "And the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Yehuda. And they had their inheritance, Beersheba, and Sheba, and Molada, and Hazar Shual, and Bala, and Ezim, and Eltolad, and Hormah, and Ziklag, and Beth Kobuf, and Harzasusa, and Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhim, 13 cities and their villages, Ayin, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages." Ashan, there it is. Let me show you another place. In the First Chronicles, the 6th chapter. First Chronicles, chapter 6. Now I'm going to show you who Ashan belonged to. It was in Yehuda, but Yehuda, as every other tribe, were commanded to allow Levi to have some cities. And in verse 54 of 1 Chronicles chapter 6, you'll see, "Now these are their dwelling places throughout their castles and coasts, of the sons of Aaron, of the families of Kohathites, for theirs was the lot. And they gave them Hebron in the land of Yehuda, and the suburbs thereof round about it. But the field of the city and their villages thereof they gave to Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And the sons of Aaron they gave the cities of Yehuda, namely Hebron, the city of refuge, and Libnah with her suburbs, and Jatir, and Eshtemoah with her their suburbs, and Hilam with their suburbs, Debir with her suburbs, and Ashan with her suburbs, and Beth Shemeth with her suburbs." So Ashan in the land of Yehuda belonged to the Aharites, to the Kohathites, who were of the house of Levi. And wouldn't you know, the Ashanti in West Africa trace their lineage to these very group of people. Why do you think they call themselves Ashanti? And if you look up their history, they'll let you know their chief elder of their community wears or wore a breastplate with 12 stones in it. Who else does that but the children of Israel? Yes, the Ashanti. The Ashanti, the name of their deity, it's spelled Nyame. But when you do the research, you're reading, you'll find that they didn't pronounce it Nyame. They pronounced it Nyahweh. And one of the most important names amongst the Ashanti is Kwame, which means born on the Sabbath. The Ashanti also would sit their chief elder on a stool, and they called it the stool of Moses. And to this day, they know that they're Israel. I have family that came from Africa. It is in the genealogies of my own family, written in the books that my grandfather would keep, that they named themselves Israel. Their name was Israel. When they came out of slavery, their name was Israel. And they knew they was of the Ashanti. The Ashanti, right there in the Holy Scriptures, and they're in the continent you know as Africa. You also have another group of folks that you might have heard of called Falasha. Well, that's what the nations call them, the Falasha. They themselves call themselves Israel, which means house of Israel. Hello, don't we call ourselves the house of Israel? Well, they call themselves the house of Israel. And documentaries have been done on them. And history has been done on them. They even, the Edomites, the so-called Jewish man, even flew multitudes of them to Israel and called it Project Moses. And placed many of them back in Israel on the condition that they accepted the Talmud. So many of them didn't go because they weren't going to accept the Talmud. Many of them didn't accept the Talmud and don't accept the Talmud. The Fasha or the Beta Israel over there in Ethiopia, because these are what you know as the Ethiopian Jews, they called the Talmud and the New Testament, when it was brought to them, they called it one gate, which means false. And these people are the children of Israel, and they know it, just like you and I know it. And they believe they might be of the tribe of Yehuda and Benjamin. The Ashanti believe they're of the tribe of Levi. The Igbo believe they're of the tribe of Yehuda. The Lemba believe they're of the tribe of Levi. And Yahweh knows that all of the children of Israel are scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. And the ten kingdoms, ten tribes, are heavily populated throughout the continent of Africa. Let me show you what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. Now, why do we bring this up? Why are we talking about this? Because though you and I might feel like we're the lost tribes of Israel, Yahweh said that he never lost us. He never forgot us, that we are graven on his hand, right there on the palm of his hands forever. And that we can't just go around believing we're of this tribe or of that tribe. Yahweh knows. And the books are written. And it is and shown, and it will be revealed, your true lineage, who your fathers are. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, we'll start reading at the 10th verse where it says, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand in sign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek. His rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yah shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people left from Assyria." Who's in Assyria? The northern kingdom. "And from Egypt." Who's in Egypt? The northern kingdom. "And from Pathros," which is on the continent of Africa. "And Cush," which you know as Ethiopia. "And Elam." "And Shinar," "and Hamath," "and the islands of the sea," all throughout the world. "And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversary of Yehuda shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Yehuda, and Yehuda shall not vex Ephraim." I know people want to tell you the Bible is a fake book. It doesn't hold any black history. That the best black history is in Egypt. But the only book, the only record that you can pull up today and find out about why your people are so confused about what to call themselves is the word of Yah. There's only one people that have been scattered throughout the entire earth and are confused about their name. Just here in America, you can just start from the 1950s. Our people called themselves colored and Negro and Afro-American. In the 1960s, they called themselves Negro and colored and Afro-American. In the 1970s, it was Afro-American. In the 1980s, it was, and 70s, it was Black American. And then it became African American. In the 90s, it was Black American and African American. And now it's just Black. How is that any different from what they called us when we came off the ships, which was nigger, which is a word, a derivative from a Latin word of black. You came on the coast of America calling yourself, being called the black, being called a Moor, being called a nigger, which just meant the black. And now, 400 nearly years later, you still black. But Yahweh said that you have been scattered. And he also said this in Deuteronomy 28. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 37, it says, "And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither Yahweh shall lead you." Yeah, that's why these names have stuck to us, because we've been some bywords and proverbs and these names that have no mean I word. It's not really who you are. It's not really what you mean. It's just a byword. Because we have been so confused and so distorted, we think you just pick up any name of any tribe that we want to be belong to. And that's not the truth. Yahweh lets you know that his people are scattered throughout all the earth. Look in the book of Genesis. Chapter 49. You can read the first verse. And it reads, Jacob and Yaakov called his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear ye," said Yaakov, "and hearken unto Israel your father. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power, unstable as water. Thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed. Then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch." So what do you know about this group of Israelites? They're unstable as water. Can you identify yourself with these people to know who you are? But Yahweh will start to reveal this to us. He said, this is what's going to happen to you in the last days. He's letting you know how you are. In the last days, Simeon and Levi, our brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor, be not thou united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Yaakov, and scatter them in Israel. So Simeon and Levi are all over the place. But so is all the children of Israel. You can't just pick up, "Oh, I'm Simeon because I'm amongst all the Israelites." Oh, "I'm Levi because I got a real bad, mean streak." Yahweh is going to reveal this to us say Yahuwah, verse 8, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. So everybody wants to be Yehudah, because everybody wants to praise. Everybody can't be Yehudah. But the Most High will show you who, what tribe you belong to. Look in the book of Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Chapter 37. We'll begin reading at verse 7, where it says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, and I prophesied, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. Why else you think we don't know exactly which tribe we belong to? Because we've been dead. We've been slain. Verse 10 says, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Yeah, that's why we think we're lost, because we felt lost. We've been slain. We've been down and out. Now, how are you going to be slain and down and out, and all of a sudden you wake up, you're like, know what, I'm from Reuben. How do you know that? How do you know you from Binyamin? How do you know you Yehuda? How do you know? It only will become into our minds and proven to us by the word of Yah, once he has revealed to all the tribes of Israel exactly who you are. And he is going to show us. Verse 12 says, therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Yeah. This is where you're at, your graves. This is where this place is. This is the land where you went and died. Where people attempted to cut you off from the earth. You've been so put down that a whole nother group of folks been parading like you. Don't look nothing like you. Don't sound nothing like you. Don't act nothing like you. Don't talk nothing like you. But they've been able to parade for years as if they are you. Brave. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh, verse 13. When I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. That's how you live. If my spirit is not in you, you ain't going to be alive. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I have spoken it and performed it, save Yah. The word of Yah came again unto me, saying, moreover, son of man, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Yehuda and for the children of Israel and his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Yosef, stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. And that is exactly what we have before us here. When we went to D.C., we had these two sticks that Maury Elisha crafted and wrote on because he called to the whole world for the children of Israel to proclaim that Yah is one and we are Yahweh's people. And he had Ephraim on the stick and Yehuda on the other. And Yah said in verse 17, join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of Israel and when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, will you not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I will take the stick Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Yehuda, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in my hand, and the sticks whereon thou writest shall be one in thine hand before thine eyes. And this is what happened in 2004 in Washington, D.C., before the eyes of the world, before the eyes of the children of Israel, for Israelites from the Limba, from the Igbo, and from various places, them sticks together. And we will continue to put those sticks together because we will continue to call for the gathering of the people of Israel. Because Yahweh will gather us. When he does, watch what he says in the book of Isaiah 66. In Isaiah 66, he says, and they shall bring the brethren for an offering unto Yah out of all nations upon horses and chariots, and in litter and upon mules, and upon swift beasts to my holy mountain Jerusalem. Saith Yah, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel into the house of Yah, and I will also take of them for priests and for Levites, saith Yah. He will show you who the Levites are, who the priests are. Yahweh also said in the book of Hosea, the third chapter, the fourth verse, it says here, for the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king. And if you don't have a king, that means you really don't know who the kingdom, the kingship belongs to. And without a prince and without a sacrifice, you don't have a king, you don't have a prince, your government is not set up. Sanctuary is not set up. You don't have a sacrifice, a priest to do the sacrifice. And without an image and without an ephod and without a teraphim, you have no semblance of who you are. So how are you standing up there and saying, oh, I'm this tribe and I'm that tribe and I'm this tribe? What are you doing these things? Verse 5, afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek Yahweh, the Elohim. Because if you want to know anything, you got to seek Yahweh, your power, and David, their king. And you're going to look for David because David is of the tribe of Yehuda. He's the head of the tribe of Yehuda. He is found, and when he stands up as an sign, then you're going to start to know who belongs where. And lastly, go to the book of Jeremiah. 16th chapter. And it reads in verse 11. Then shalt thou say unto them, because your fathers have forsaken me, saith Yah, and have walked after other deities, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law, and ye have done worse than your fathers. For behold, ye walk everyone after the imagination of his evil heart. I'm just going to pick this tribe because this zodiac belongs to That's an imagination, an evil imagination. Oh, yeah, I'm Pisces, so I belong to the tribe of Asher. No. First off, you're not a Pisces. Or Aquarius or whatever. People ask me, what's my sign? I say the Sabbath. Claiming they got a zodiac sign is adhering and ascribing themselves to witchcraft, wizardry, stargazing, an observer of times, things that Yahweh told us not to do in the book of Deuteronomy, the 18th chapter, the 9th through the 13th verse. So I don't ascribe to any zodiac sign, period, nor did any other Israelite, because it is against the law. And Yahweh said we have done worse than our fathers, because at least our fathers knew who they belonged to, and they didn't make it up based off of a zodiac. Neither shall you, he said, we've done worse than our fathers, for we have walked after the imagination, everyone after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not hearken unto me. Therefore, I cast you out of this land, as he did, into a land that you know not, as we have been. Neither ye know your fathers, and we haven't. We haven't known this land. Israel, this is how you know we are the children of Israel. We don't know this land, and we don't know who we are in its entirety. So now you have Israelites running around saying that Israelites are the indigenous people of America, which makes no sense at all. You can't claim you're an Israelite, which means you come from Israel, and then say you're indigenous to America, which means you're the original people of America, which is not true. You're an Israelite. You can't be indigenous to Israel and indigenous to America at the same time. That's no different than calling yourself an African American. You can't be two different continents and countries. But we don't know this land. Therefore, and you shall, and your fathers haven't known, and there you shall serve other deities day and night, where I will not show you favor, which has not happened. You have not been shown favor. We are not shown favor at all. This is the truth. It's not a secret that the black man and woman in America is the least favorable people. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Yah, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh liveth that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yah lives that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. And you know he's going to give you the land according to your fathers, not according to your zodiac, not according to your imagination, not according to the month of your birth, not according to the day of the week that you were born. Every Levite's not born on the third day. Every Yehudanite's not born on the fourth day. It just doesn't work like that. It's according to your fathers. And Yahweh will show us and reveal to us very soon exactly who and what tribe we belong to. Until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I, here at the House of Israel. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom.
witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put frightened me and now we flee from falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood. How people